Hey, it's Pride 365 Radio. I am joined by a very special guest right now. Her name is Heather Barnes. She is the marketing manager at AwesomeCon, which is coming up in March at the Washington Convention Center, March 13th through the 15th, correct?
That is correct. It is actually our 13th anniversary, and we are kicking it off on Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. How cool is that?
It's a coincidence, to be sure.
Oh, are you sure you didn't plan that? Because that seems pretty epic.
No, not in the plans, but, you know, it's fortuitous because we, you know, horror is one of the things that we like to feature at the show. So.
Yeah.
One of many things.
Well, right. That's what I was going to ask. You know, when you talk about AwesomeCon, it's all things awesome, of course. But what makes up awesome for you?
For me, it's all about the fans coming together and just loving what they love without feeling any kind of shame or embarrassment or like they have to hide. For me, the best thing is just people coming out, coming together, you know, letting their fandom flag fly and just being themselves.
Yeah. And it's great that you offer this space to allow people to be themselves and do that. It's very much, you know, in lockstep with what we do at Capital Pride and Pride 365 Radio. We want people to, you know, feel that they are comfortable enough to, you know, just exist in their own skin. Right.
Yeah. There's just so much negativity in the world right now that it's really nice to just have a weekend where you can escape.
Right. Completely agree with that. Where do you find the biggest fandom, genre with AwesomeCon? Is it with comics? Is it with, you know, hero movies, or maybe it's horror? What do you see on your end?
I mean, we have such an amazing mixture, which is kind of the magic of AwesomeCon. It's not one thing. We like to say that we are Washington, D.C.'s pop culture con because we do cover it all. We do have a lot of great comic artists like Tom King and Mitch Gerads coming for people who are hardcore comic book fans. But you can come to this having never read a comic book in your life, and there will be endless options to enjoy. Horror is certainly one of those genres, but also science fiction, fantasy. And this year we're actually doing a heavy, heavy focus on books, and we even have a new romance book section. So there's something for everyone.
Wow. A little bit of that, heated rivalry action, huh?
I mean, it's the hottest thing right now. Yeah. So people want.
There is an entire fandom out there right now. There will probably be a heated rivalry con all on its own at some point, right?
I mean, I would go to it.
Right? That's amazing. So it's 3 days. Is there something different going on every day? Is it the same thing all 3 days? You know, what should people expect?
There's definitely things that will happen across all 3 days. Like, we will have our exhibit hall and our artist alley where fans can shop and, you know, go check out the artists. But things that are unique each day are our panels. So and our celebrity guests.
Yeah.
So not all of our celebrity guests will appear every single day of the con. But, you know, most of them will be there at least Friday, Saturday, some all 3 days. Mm-hmm. But definitely if you don't come every day, you will miss something. But
yep.
There'll be plenty for you to see. Some of our awesome guests this year, we have a Firefly cast reunion. I don't know if you were a Firefly fan.
A little bit, yeah. I haven't been back to watch it in forever, but yeah, that is an epic show.
It only lasted one season, but the impact is insane.
There was a movie too, right? Or am I imagining
movie.
That? Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, some people don't like, you know, to talk about the movie.
Yeah.
Because some sad things happen in it.
Right.
But there was a movie.
That's
incredible.
So we
have a big Firefly cast reunion happening, which is really exciting. But we also have a few guests coming this year who have never done Comic-Cons before.
Oh.
One of those is Oscar nominee Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti is going to be there?
He's going to be there.
Wow.
So exciting.
That is massive.
We also have Parker Posey, who is Emmy nominated.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. So, and you know, those two actors haven't really been in a ton of comic book movies. So it just goes to show you, like, it really does span across you know, all of pop culture.
Yeah, you're crossing genres in a great way, because you're focusing on the awesomeness of them all, if I may.
Yes. I saw we have your standbys too, George Takei from Star Trek.
And that is super exciting.
Yeah, and of course I mentioned Firefly, so of course the sci-fi fantasy will be there as well, but also some surprises.
Well, I saw you have two of my favorite cast members from Supernatural that will also be there, Jim Beaver and Misha Collins. They're fantastic.
Yes, this is, I believe, the first time we're having them at Awesome Con.
Okay.
So I'm super excited about that, because the phenomenon that is Supernatural is larger than life.
Yeah, for sure. It is still so big. I think it's one of Netflix's top streamed shows still to this day.
I mean, you can't beat that.
No, you really can't. And from Firefly, I'm looking real quick here. I see Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk. Alan does so many cartoon voices now. I mean, if you don't remember him from Firefly, hopefully you do, but he has done so much for so many years. He's amazing. So that's exciting too. Those are huge names.
Yeah, I mean, he does droid robots in Star Wars, all the way down to the chicken in
Moana. Hey, so. Right, in Moana. He's one of those actors that just has this broad spectrum of abilities. It's pretty wild. Well, aside from your celebrity guests, because those are all very exciting and obviously a great thing to look forward to, Do you also focus on like the collector side of things, comic books or cards or pop figures? You know, do you guys have like an expo area? Like, how does that work?
Our exhibit hall is enormous. It is full of exhibitors who have every kind of knickknack and collectible that you could imagine. You know, some of them are more what's coming out now, the pops. Some of them have maybe the action figures that you played with when you were a kid. So there's, you'll be able to find it. It's out there. Cards are another big one. Yeah. We have a huge tabletop gaming area at this show where people can come play not just Dungeons and Dragons, but, you know, trading card games like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering and all kinds of games. It's a very busy area all weekend. So if you're into that kind of stuff, definitely have to check it out.
Let me ask, do you know about Disney Lorcana cards?
I do know about Disney Lorcana.
I just recently got into that.
There will be Disney Lorcana for sure.
Yeah.
It is very popular.
Yeah, it's really, truly something that, you know, wasn't on my radar and now is. So,
well, see?
It seems it's every bit as popular, it looks, as Magic the Gathering and Pokemon cards. So it's wild and valuable too. Some of these cards go for a good bit of money.
I mean, that's why people get, you know, addicted to opening those packs.
Yeah.
you never know what kind of treasure you're going to find inside.
And I guess people get things graded. So, you know, they get a score from a grading company that will say, you know, what the value of it is. It's pretty wild.
Yes, and we do actually have graders.
You do?
So if somebody wants to get their card or their comic graded, they can do that.
Let me ask you a little bit more about, because you're so inclusive and you cross all these genres, you also have a section called Pride Alley. Can you talk a little bit about that and why that exists at AwesomeCon?
Yes, we have had Pride Alley for several years now. And what we really aimed to do in the beginning was to highlight, you know, queer creators, performers, and fans who, you know, need a safe space to, you know, come together and enjoy all kinds of these nerdy, awesome, geeky things that we have at AwesomeCon. We wanted them to know, hey, this is a place where you can come and be yourself. No one's judging you here. And we have, I think, 31 amazing LGBTQ artist alley tables this year that comprise Pride Alley. And they range from everybody from everywhere, from people who are making like knitted figurines all the way to beautiful 2D artists.
Wow.
To comic artists and authors. So we have a wide range. of wonderful LGBTQ talent that will be at the show this year.
That is incredible. And of course, George Takei will be a guest. So, you know, maybe he can swing down Pride Alley and say hi to everybody.
Maybe. We also have some really great authors. Yeah. Mark Oshiro, Kosuko Jackson, Victor Menebo.
Holy cow.
These are awesome authors that are appearing in our book fair area who identify as queer. And one really fun thing we have is a drag halftime show at our cosplay contest.
What? So, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yes. I believe this is the second year we've had that. It's okay. Always super fun. We love to highlight our queer community in Washington, D.C., in the D.C. Yeah. area. We feel like, you know, they add so much to our culture, to fandom culture, and, you know, we just want to highlight that as much as we can.
Hey, and that's why Capital Pride's going to be there. You know, we want to be right there supporting all of that as well. And thank you for supporting us by allowing us to, you know, hang out there in Pride Alley.
No, we love Capital Pride. Thank you so much for, you know, helping spread the word about our show. And it means a lot to us to be in a partnership with Capital Pride.
Yeah, you're welcome. Because I don't even know of another con that's this inclusive, honestly. I you know, there are cons all over the place for every thing that you can imagine, right? But this one, you cover everything and then give back to the community, which is just an incredible thing.
I appreciate you saying that. We try really hard.
Yeah.
It's important to us for sure.
Right, right. I have to ask, how big is the space that you have at the convention center this year?
I don't know square footage, but well, we have the entire building. I mean, all of the exhibit halls and then all of the rooms, all the floors.
Wow.
There's very little space in the convention center that we don't take over. And if you have ever been to this convention center, it is enormous.
Yes, it is. It is so big, especially.
We always tell people, wear comfortable shoes. You are going to be walking miles.
The only thing I can think of that's maybe even comparable slightly in square footage is probably the car show.
Yeah.
So basically you're saying you really should plan on coming all 3 days to see everything.
I mean, if you want to spend a good amount of time and not feel rushed.
Yeah.
And especially if you plan on meeting a celebrity, if they're very popular, their line could be a little long, so that'll eat up some of your day. So yeah, it's definitely the best idea to get a 3-day badge so you can really enjoy all of the con.
Yeah. And your pricing is so reasonable, which is great to see, because I know some of these cons just the pricing gets insane, right? But you guys don't. You keep it really reasonable. It makes sense. The 3-day badge is not expensive at all. It's just over $100.
I mean, today, what can you get for 130? I spend that every time I leave my house.
I know. That's true. Every time you walk out. But yeah, so I mean, just think about that. You get all 3 days. You can hang out and see as much as you can and maybe spot a celebrity or two. Get in line early for those folks. You know, if anyone wants to get tickets, it's easy to do. Go to awesomecon.com.
That's right. And if you don't want to do that, you can walk right up to our registration desk and buy one when you get there.
What else do you think, you know, if somebody's coming for this, maybe they can't make it all 3 days. So they're just going to do 1 day. What do you want to make sure somebody takes away from this event if they can make it?
I think a lot of people have this misconception that the con is just the exhibit hall floor. And once they've walked up and down all the aisles and finished their shopping, then they might think, all right, what else? I'm done here. And what a lot of people might not realize is we do have hundreds of panels going on. And when I say panels, I mean talks, discussions with everybody from authors and comic creators to astronauts. You know, Adam Savage is actually doing 3 different panels.
Wow.
With some science organizations that are going to talk science. And
that's so awesome.
There's going to be some kind of talk in a panel room that you are going to be interested in. I guarantee it. So shopping is not, you know, shopping and looking at celebrities is by far not the only thing you can do here.
Right.
Playing video games, playing tabletop games, you know, going to the new romancing area and supporting some indie authors. It's so much more than just an exhibit hall.
Yeah. And you can make new friends, right? That you can.
Oh my gosh. We have meetups.
Yeah.
We have so many meetups going on. So if you could even come alone and leave with 32 new friends.
Heather, it has been so great catching up with you here and talking about everything. There's so much that we can barely even scratch the surface, I feel, just talking about it.
That's correct. The website is packed full of information, and there's also a mobile app. So if you want to hear more about what's going on, you can, you know, definitely go there.
AwesomeCon.com. Of course, look for Capital Pride at Pride Alley, and we'll see you there, Heather. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. I hope you have a good time.